What's about to follow is one of the nicest parts of a gathering like this. Of course, how do you say what's the nicest part? What just happened is the nicest part. After some intense absorption in chanting, Madhuram Madhure Bhopi, it gets sweeter and sweeter. Sharing with Vadahari Prabhu just where we were when we first entered into this weekend and where we are now, it's in the reciprocation that all of you feel towards kirtan and towards our kirtan singer, and we're closer to the spiritual world now than we were when we first got here. Where is Mukunda? A few weeks ago, two weekends ago, I think, we were in Seattle, and after our 64-round day, there was a kirtan. And as I mentioned, a lot of the people there, half the people there, were like really beginners or at zero. And by the end of that experience, the kirtan was phenomenal. But there's something about the holy name that's like that. Remember our experience in Gita Nagari, the mantra yoga retreat, and when we first started, it was a Friday night. And he did like, you know, really mellow. And the vibration from the 15, 20 students that were there was, oh my God. One of them turned to another one and said, is this about God? Meaning, I'm out of here. So we changed it right on the spot. We said, okay. Getting a sense here that you came anticipating with your yoga mats and everything. You wanted hatha yoga. So guess what? We have a hatha yoga teacher here. Hari Kirtan was there for hatha yoga. And it was morning Bhagavatam class. It wasn't Bhagavatam class, it was hatha yoga. And then there was breakfast. And then a little break, and then hatha yoga. And then they were comfortable. And then it was, vinyasa yoga. It's moving yoga. I don't know what that is. And then it was om, vibrational yoga along with yoga. Om. And then it was other mantras besides om. And then in the evening, it was mantra yoga again. Do you remember this? I remember very clearly. He was really apprehensive, like, oh, last night, I don't know, they're ready to walk out. So he started really gently. And by that much association, they were into mantra yoga. They wanted to chant. And they had never seen devotees dance before, but by the second melody, they were dancing. They were dancing. They didn't know, you know, we didn't show them and they were imitating. They got up and they were doing the circle dancing and the whole program. And then he looked at us and looked at them and shrugged his shoulders and kept going. And then when he stopped, it was more, 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 more. Remember? Shrugged his shoulders and it was more. That was an amazing experience for me. And with all of you, it's, you know, we're closer to the spiritual, I feel, together. What Bhaktivinoda Thakur described, the holy name invites one to come to that place. So we're still here in Chicago, but like Prabhupada described, I heard it in New York, and I heard a recording later in Los Angeles. This temple is not in New York. This temple is not in Brooklyn. It is in Vaikuntha. And the holy name takes us there. So, I'll say a couple of things and then invite others to say a couple of things, whatever your experiences were or something you'd like to share or something, till we have lunchtime. Sachinandan Swami calls this wheelbarrow time. He says he doesn't have a good English vocabulary. But maybe those of you that speak English don't even know what a wheelbarrow is. It's, you know, when you do gardening and you have those two arms that stick out in the front, wheel in the front, and you pick up the two arms and you put stuff in the... and you carry it. It carries a heavy load. Wheelbarrow. So this is wheelbarrow time. It's take home with you. Certainly the memory, and I'm sure those that came this year will want to come next year and will bring their friends and so on, as far as circumstances permit. But it's not just carry a memory, it's take something with you as far as what you can apply. It's inspiration / application. Something that you heard, something that you experienced, something that resonates, continue to apply it, because that's our abhyasa, that's our practice. It can be any number of the things, and take that and apply it, and consistently apply it through the ups and the downs, the hills and the valleys, and the conditioning of the material energy, the waves and crescendos and low spots. Continue to apply it. And Krishna will recognize, the message to Krishna is, I'm reaching out to you. And Krishna will recognize, and in his own sweet way, in his own sweet time, at his own sweet will, reciprocation will be there. And more than an experience, that's what we want. We want a relationship with Krishna. And the holy name is inviting us for such a relationship with him, with Krishna. I've been through several of these kinds of experiences, and one thing I can say at this point is each one is different, or not any one of them is the same. Krishna is unlimitedly variegated. It's not just our consciousness is different, that's also true, but Krishna is unlimitedly variegated. And it's a wonderful surprise to see what way Krishna will reciprocate. And it's also nice to observe how we respond to Krishna's reciprocation. Just stay with the holy name. Stay in that relationship, or establishing sambandha, establishing that relationship through the medium of devotional service, through the medium of calling Krishna's name. That was my primary appreciation from this event. There's always distractions. When you're chanting, minimize distractions. I had a very nice experience many years ago. I don't know how many, 15, 20 years ago. I was sharing a room in our Brooklyn temple with Purnachandra Prabhu, our god brother. He's now Purnachandra Swami. At that time, he was a grihastha, and he was living in the Brooklyn Temple, and we chanted japa together because we didn't have money to pay the heat bill, and it was winter, so we went to our room. We went to Mangalarti with winter coats on, and then we went upstairs to our room. We sat down in our room, and the rule was, it was his rule, no climate control, no, you know, just, you know, sit down, do whatever you need to do. Once you start chanting, don't interrupt, nothing. And like if I couldn't follow that rule, he, you know, either you leave or I leave or follow the rule. He's a Brahmin, but he was, when it came to his standards like that, he was very strict. It was, you know, if you want to drink water, if you want to, you know, do anything, finish your round, put your beads down, do what you got to do, and then resume chanting, but nothing else going on but chanting. Nothing else going on but chanting. And it was wonderful discipline. I encourage you, take some kind of focus, because just by circumstance and a little bit by design, a lot on attentiveness and chanting has been spoken. Find those things that help you be attentive or that you heard, and then apply them consistently, even if there's, you know, you're not in a strong space. Apply them according to your capacity. Apply them to be attentive. And collectively, the quality of chanting of us individuals and collectively will help the Hare Krishna movement, and it'll help our relationship with Krishna very much. So I'd like to provide the devotees an opportunity to share what their experiences were during this, particularly during the 32-round day. If you want to add something else, that's fine also. We'll look for volunteers and then may start calling on people. I'm used to that. Someone would like to share. Okay.
It was one thing I realized more deeply in this retreat was the impact of kirtan on chanting. I never could absorb so much on the previous days in kirtan as much I could do in this retreat. So that effect was visible in the chanting. So kirtan embellished the chanting, and chanting embellished the kirtan. So that was prevalent. Another thing I'm learning more and more, got more clarity on during this retreat was, last few years you have been speaking almost the same topics.
Yeah.
And what I'm realizing is that what you're saying is that we have to feel it, take more deeply in the heart. It's the message is same, but you have to take more deeply in the heart. Just like you're saying, praying for the mercy. So in one sense, it's a simple message, but feeling that is the real thing.
Yes.
So I want to work on that. And I think that's what will get me out of the intellectual level and feel it. And
Jai. That's the goal.
Yeah.
And repetition helps. We were discussing, just a little feedback, we were discussing at the lunch table yesterday that I spoke something, Donna Kelly, Mataji spoke something, that Chandramali Swami had intended to speak first, and then he heard what I said, oh, I'll change it. And it was then what Donna Kelly said, and we shared, or Badahari shared. Repetition is fine. Each of us will say it in a particular way, and even if, you know, one of us says something, it'll be slightly different perspective. But it's what's wonderful. Just like when we were sitting to have kirtan, Badahari's comment was, he's searching the Rolodex, meaning, you know, which tune should I sing? And he was coming up with tunes that we've already sung. So do you think that that tune that we just sang is a problem because we sang it before? So, again and again, and let it, you know, go more deeply. And then more deeply, and then, you know, it's fathomless. There's no bottom. Thank you. Anyone else? Up front, Rati.
Guru Maharaj, thank you for thank you for giving us this wonderful opportunity to appreciate the holy name and to enter into it more deeply. There were three things which I felt I was very inspired by during the session, and especially it was related to the Nama Yajna. That the first day when we had the program at Naperville, Maharaj, Chandramouli Maharaj, told us a story about a miserly person who was a lump of gold or a treasure, but he didn't really know what to do with it. He just buried it behind in his backyard and was just daily looking at it, not making proper utilization of it. So that story inspired me and made me kind of realize that the holy name that we have is such a treasure, and I didn't really realize it, but it made me enter more deeply into the real purpose and the meaning of the holy name. And that story, I would like to thank Chandramouli Swami Maharaj for that. And the lecture that followed by you, you spoke on how Bhaktivinoda Thakur had appreciation for the holy name. The way that he approached the holy name was to please accept me. That was a point which was, which stuck with me, because after that, Ananta Sheshprabhu also had a question on the same topic. Yeah. So that kind of was very inspiring, because that gave me a lot of impetus to chant more attentively during this 16-day, during this today. And following that was Badahari Prabhu's kirtan, the mood in which he sang. I was meditating on the point that you had made, saying that please accept me, Krishna. And when Badahari Prabhu started the Nama Yajna, the tune that he sang was exactly amplifying and resonating the same mood of please accept me. I don't know if it was exactly the same wavelength, and felt that as if Badahari Prabhu had taken your message and, you know, sing it in the form of Harinam. And of course, it's the mood. He just knew exactly how the holy name had to sung. Kind of, I felt that way. So it was very, very inspiring. So I would like to thank all of you, for all the Vaishnavas.
Right behind you. Yes, this young man right here in the orange shirt here. How many rounds did you chant today?
64.
Haribo! What time did you get up this morning? 2:30. You are an inspiration. Each time we've had these programs, I remember the first one. He could, like, what time did you get up? At 1 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah.
Wow, 32 rounds. But I'm going to chant 64. And you, what, that first year you chanted, it was 32?
40.
Every year it's like. Can you share with us your experience? Besides, you were tired a little somewhere along the way?
Like, once you start chanting, you don't want to stop, like, so.
Okay, what else would you like to share?
You should focus on, like, why you're doing it.
Yeah, one mantra at a time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did that help you?
Yeah.
Okay. How much of your 64 rounds was focused like that? Half?
Like maybe a little bit more than half.
More than half. Great. Let's see what happens tomorrow morning. That's the real test, tomorrow morning and then the next morning, you know, can be ongoing steadiness. You inspire me, personally, you inspire me very much that you're so enthusiastic to chant with the devotees. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Maharaji, I would like to thank, first of all, in front of everybody, Premananda Mataji, who taught these kids Ravi and Yash very well. Like earlier, we were used to do Aarti, but not like we are doing in these days. They perform Aarti every day, and I'm not part of that every day. Sometime attend, sometime not. But they are very regular. So I would like to share something about day before yesterday. They have program in Naperville, and he was very tired. Came home like his head down, he was laying on the sofa. So Ravi, elder one, he was in the center there. So since we were doing Aarti every day, I was at home, and I don't know how to do Aarti. I said, what to do now? So I asked my wife, can you do Aarti? She said, I don't know either, but I can read book and I can do a little bit. I said, okay, let's do it. So we started. So we were trying our best. So he was just laying on the sofa, no step now, and he jumped over there. You guys don't know how to do Aarti. And he just started, and he started playing mridanga, and when he started singing, I never heard that kind of Aarti before. He performed very well Aarti. Full of like his stamina, strength, and he was singing and playing mridanga. So that credit goes to Premananda Mataji and also you to Maharaj giving that opportunity over there. They're doing. And my personal experience from yesterday, like as we always speak, the Vaishnava prayer, the Vaishnava is like a desire tree. When I came yesterday, I mean I have so much ego inside and so many anarthas and all that. But when I came yesterday here, and you given this class, I was thinking you are giving that whole class to only me. Because whatever you spoke, that was fitting to my very life. Mm. I do all those things every day. Mm. And I said, oh, Maharaj, this is speaking for me. But thank you for that. And I try to improve from yesterday until today. I felt like a lot of difference. Then the Mataji, she gave that class, and she was giving an example of grasshopper. And I was thinking it's me again. So, another thing I learned from these 9 points, and the sixth one, that neglect the mind. That was helping me today to chant.
Today.
While I was chanting, first 16 round was very good, right after Mangal Aarti. And after that, like few rounds went like, you know, okay. And then I start focusing, and then I have to use point number 6, neglect the mind. And that helped me a lot.
Good.
So thank you for teaching those points and giving the good class. Thank you, Maharaj, again. Hare Krishna.
Something on the ladies' side. Any volunteers? Or should I call on someone? Kirti does volunteering.
Where's Kirti?
She just doesn't know it.
Maharaj, thank you for this wonderful seminar that you gave. It was extremely helpful. I think the thing that helped me most when I was chanting was I was really meditating on how you said that we should say to Krishna, please accept me.
Mm.
And I was doing that a lot while I was chanting, and then I still found after a while my mind would still wander. Every few minutes it would go off on some topic or something that happened. So then I kind of started just really focusing on, please accept me, please accept me. And that kind of turned into, I don't have anything else but Krishna. He's my only shelter. And from doing that, I kind of had the realization that when my mind wanders, I have to bring it back to the holy name, but it's not really necessarily for the fact that just so that I can bring it back. It's more because I know that by keeping my mind focused, that will please you, because you spent so much time teaching us all of that. And so I started meditating on that, actually, and it made it a lot easier to keep my mind focused.
Did you complete 32 rounds?
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else like to volunteer? Right in front of you, right here.
Maharaj, thank you very much for conducting this event. And for me, chanting is always a struggle. But today I could finish my 32 rounds, and especially with the devotees and tulsi plants, they really helped me. And paying obeisances to Prabhupada, it also helped me a lot. So it was really nice.
How many rounds did your daughter complete?
I will have to ask her.
We're going to give her the microphone. She can let us know. How many rounds did you complete today?
Maharaj, I completed 60 rounds.
16. Fantastic. Can you share with us something about your experience? 60. 60.
Yes,
Hanibo! I thought you said 16, and I was thinking, should I ask her, has she completed 16 before? But have you ever completed 60 rounds before?
No, Maharaj.
Tell us what inspired you.
Well, the rounds didn't really seem like a big struggle. Like at home, it feels, oh, when am I going to be over? But then I pray to Krishna and get my mind back. But here it wasn't like that, because when I'm with the devotees, I always chant all my rounds. And I feel really nice with the devotees to chant, and the rounds go by really fast.
Association, in short. Okay, let's hear from Shriniti. How many rounds did you chant today?
32.
Can you share with us something about your experience?
What really helped me was, like, when I split the rounds a little.
You did what around a little?
I split them a little.
You split them a little?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I did 8 rounds first, then I did another 8, like that. And what else really helped me was number 8, Nam Ashraya.
Uh-huh.
And like,
describe that a little bit.
Like, whenever my mind struggled, I would always be looking at Krishna and be like, I would be chanting.
Put the microphone right by your mouth. We can hear you better.
Okay. Whenever my mind strayed, I would look at Krishna and be like, what am I going to do now? And all that stuff. And I would be like, and I would also be looking at the Maha Mantra and following my eyes with the words when I say them, like that.
Okay. Anyone else on the ladies' side want to share? Some of our adults? Premanandas?
Thank you, Guru Maharaj, and Chandramali Swami Maharaj, Bada Haridas Prabhu, and Panchatattva Prabhu, and Prudhushava Prabhu, Tanakeli Mataji. With regard to chanting, I couldn't chant all the rounds at one spot. That was a regret I had, because I had to go back to Naperville for some other reason, and so I started chanting from home all the way over here and completed half the rounds here. I wish I could have sat at one spot and chanted. There were moments of realization that this is a matter of heart. And I really appreciated the 6 points from Sanatana Goswami's Hari Bhakti Vilasa so much. It went very deep into my heart. But I still feel that I wish I could sit down at one spot and chant 64 rounds rather than just, I got interrupted in the middle for some other service also. So I wouldn't say that it was a very amazing experience, but something to look forward to perfect in future. I also wanted to thank Badaharidas Prabhu from the bottom of my heart, because without Badaharidas Prabhu, this program felt so different last year. I expressed this to him when I spoke to him this year. I'm so thankful that Prabhu came. Unfortunately, I couldn't attend the Harinam and the first today's program, and also a couple of lectures here which I missed out, and I'm so I feel so miserable about that. But what needed to be done, I had to take care of, and so because of that, I missed out parts of the program.
It's all recorded.
Yeah. And it was also a great pleasure that I could see, get the association of Chandramali Swami Maharaj and Panchatattva Prabhu and Prithushava Prabhu. It was so amazing. And the association of all the devotees. Tanakeli's lecture was fantastic. And all the devotees association. So this program is really, really so very dear to my heart. And other devotees also came and shared that they look forward to coming back here again and again. And so the same feeling I have. Just wanted to thank Nityananda Prana Prabhu for hosting all these devotees here in the temple, and all the devotees who came forward to do so many services as well. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Donna Kelly, can you want to share? Here comes the microphone. Surprise!
Well, it's maybe it's a little embarrassing for me to say this, but I was thinking 32 rounds is actually really difficult, and I was thinking, I was feeling gratitude towards Srila Prabhupada that he lowered the bar to 16.
Anyone else like to? Panchatattva Prabhu? Right. Yes, next. Panchatattva, then you, then another, then you. Yeah, I know. We're getting there.
Programs like this make one really appreciate association and the strength of association in numbers, with associating for a common purpose for chanting the holy names, makes it so much easier. But at the same time, we have all of these nice instructions for how to control the mind and focus on the chanting that we can take home. This is, from my own experiences, it becomes so much easier when you're with so many devotees who have this, have a common purpose. And this atmosphere, you have Sri Sri Kishore Kishori, Lord Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, Gorni Thai, Srila Prabhupada presiding over all of the chanting, two Tulsi plants. I mean, where is the mercy not present and available at every moment? And similarly, our homes should be in the same mode. We should make them, as Sachinanda and Swamini mentioned, a sacred space. You should have a place in your home. You should make it a very Krishna-conscious place and take out... For me, it's a lot easier when I'm with so many devotees who are chanting and focused, and nobody's speaking for job, nobody's bothering anybody for other business. Everybody's chanting. It's so nice. When you go home, maybe there's something else happening, or, you know, so you have to take the focus home. The other thing anyway, it was more of a sentimental experience. Was
microphone.
Towards the end of the 32 rounds, I was standing here by the Tulsi plant, and those doors were open, and this breeze came into the temple room. And Tulsi Maharani was swaying a little bit, and the clothes of the dresses of Sisi Kishore Kishore moving a little bit. I mean, a little sahaja. But anyway, it was like a Vrindavan breeze. You know? It was like, just like in Krishna book, where the sense of touch becomes very pleasant and pleasing, and everything was so nice. So, you know, I am deeply impressed by these sensations. So
you got carried to Vrindavan.
I got carried to Vrindavan, at least, you know.
Something.
It was very nice. And then someone closed the doors because some pot tipped over, and I said, oh, no. But anyway, it was a nice atmosphere to finish up the rounds on. We're very grateful to be here and participating in this program. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yovanananda. Next.
Hare Krishna. I have two appreciation, and one I was thinking of Srila Prabhupada along the same as Donna Kaylee was saying. I was appreciating him how during initiation he made us promise 16 rounds, and I'm glad it's 16 and not 32 every day. But because it was difficult, and at the same time it was easy. It was difficult because the mind would just wander off, and sometimes I'm feeling, oh, my legs hurt if I sit, or when I stand, I'm too tired. And then I realized that my mind is like little Hiranyakashipu, you know? You can't sit, you can't stand, you can't go out, you can't, you know? And so that was the difficult part. And the easy part was I was really trying to control my sense of those moments when I have, I'm really trying to put my mind back. And because the devotees were just chanting so sincerely, and there was such strong spiritual potency in the temple room, I felt like that kind of pulled me along, and it was easy to concentrate. So when I really try to focus, then it becomes easier because the devotees were there. And another appreciation I had during bhajans with the devotees, I noticed that they're all chanting so intensely, and I was thinking, Krishna, you know, I wish it could be so sincere like these devotees. And then something came to mind. I was wondering, what is Paramatma doing at the moment in each of these devotees' heart? You know, did he give up just for one moment his responsibility as a witness and just dance with the devotees? You know, it was just so nice to see how the devotees were just so ecstatic, and I hope that some of their sincerity can rub off on me a little bit.
I've never heard such a wonderful expression. I wonder what Paramatma's doing in there. Let's end up with Bhadrahari speak something and Chandramali Swami, then we'll call it a close.
Hare Krishna. I just want to thank all of you wonderful, wonderful devotees. Sometimes I get a little credit for the kirtan, but actually it's just like throwing a spark on dry grass because of your sincerity. Krishna manifests. Actually, during this last kirtan, I was remembering when Prabhupada, one time there was a kirtan, and he started laughing, and he said that Lord Shiva came and Narada Muni came, and they were laughing, watching all the devotees dance. So I was just thinking like that. That certainly all the devas came to watch you chant. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'd like to begin by just thanking Rumbhapada Maharaj for having this program every year. It's really a wonderful program. Amen. To somehow create an atmosphere where devotees can focus on the essence, the chanting of the holy name is really gives our whole movement such life, and it gives, it's an example for others to see where the essence is. I just like to thank the devotees. Chanting this morning amongst everyone was really, for me, was really able to become more focused and more, what we say, serious about the japa. I would humbly request everyone to come every day. It's a kind of a selfish proposal, but I liked it so much when everyone was here. Anyway, you could send your blessings. But to be in that atmosphere with so many devotees focusing on the holy name, it's just so powerful. I think, and one thing I learned, especially in kirtan, is that this is like my own experience, but I've also heard it explained, that when you're in kirtan, those who are chanting are moving that energy towards the Lord and bringing up the ecstasy, and if there's others who are not, they're pulling that energy away. It's like, it's kind of, those who are just like, well, okay, when is this going to be over? So that's why Lord Chaitanya would only have certain people in his kirtan, because he wanted that energy to be pure. So in japa too, it's also like that. So when everyone is moving in that direction, and I felt that really strong this morning, everyone supports each other through our own, you know, focus. It was so powerful, I think.
That's so true about being in the temple room chanting japa. I think even more than kirtan sometimes. If people aren't, if devotees aren't altogether focused on the holy names, then it can be a real distraction. We heard those jibber japa, prajalpa japa, you know. But practically there was none of that. There was none of that. It was such a wonderful atmosphere. All right, Krishna.
Thank you for the embellishment. So, yeah. I can just say I'm really happy to be a part of the program. And I got a lot out of it, personally. And I thank everyone for their... And the devotees were so kind and so sweet this weekend. Sometimes when I come to America, I think, uh-oh. America, oh boy, God, it's tough here. But it was so nice this weekend. I just felt so... There was no politics. There was no, you know, there was no prajalpa. There was no, you know, everything was Krishna conscious this weekend. The mood was really good, so... I thank Ramapad Maharaj for inspiring everyone to move in that direction. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I want to conclude with this. The Kevalastakam verse that I spoke about on Sunday prompted me to think this, you know, each of us taking some role in leading at least by setting example unto others, other devotees or other non-devotees or our circle of friends or whatever it is, and that collective effort to bring all individually and collectively our attention on the holy name is everything. That's what the event represents for me. It's coming together to do that together, and it's because it's truth with a capital T, it's very powerful. And I look forward to seeing all of you again next year. And bring your friends.
Prabhupad Maharaj ki
jai. See the Prabhupad ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Haribol.